June 6, 2026. In the beginning, God. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word, please give me the courage and patience that allow your words to transform my life. Read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 23. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. Reflect. Be challenged to find something new in this all too familiar passage in Scripture. Perhaps read it in translations unfamiliar to you, or in contemporary English, perhaps the Message. I wonder how many times you've read this. I recall reading these verses many times on New Year's Day as I enthusiastically embarked on a Bible in a Year plan. I also remember the struggles of February in Leviticus. Familiarity with a text can be problematic, as we risk skimming over words of such astonishing significance. Today, we are presented with the summary statement of the chapter, God created. The Bible straightforwardly declares that what we see around us did not create itself by chance, but instead was created by God, who is eternal and has always been. The first thing that God did in transforming chaos into order was to bring light. Take a moment to consider how God works in your life. bringing light into what may be dark circumstances. As John begins his gospel, we observe many parallels to Genesis in his introduction. Not only are the opening words so similar, but the same metaphor of light in darkness is used by John of the incarnation of Christ. If you're like me, you've spent many hours wondering how all of this could have happened. Over time, I've come to be content in accepting simply that God created. I gaze in wonder, along with the psalmist who declares, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth." Over the next couple of weeks, we'll see glimpses of the promised Messiah emerging from these initial chapters of the Bible. As John also mentions in the prologue to his gospel, through him all things were made. Jesus, later in John's gospel, when praying to the Father, mentions the glory they shared before the world was. This is beyond comprehension, but as with much of Genesis chapter 1, it is good. Apply. Find time today to appreciate the wonder of all that God has made. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, thank you for the wonder of creation that shows me the power and majesty of God. Thank you for the word that tells me of his love and provisions for me that are beyond measure.